Welcome to the New Life Philly Podcast. We pray that you will be encouraged and challenged today as we continue in our study. Let's join in now.
The title of today's message is Remember, Remember, Remember to Always Trust in God. And like I said, this is something you already know and you probably already believe. So the main idea is this. We trust in many things. We trust in many people. But we need to train our hearts and our minds to trust in God. We need to trust in God day by day and moment by moment. We understand this and we believe it. It's good that this scripture is familiar to most of us. And it's good for us to hear it again. It's more than good. It's necessary. God knows we need to hear things over and over and again and again. Why is that? Because when we wake up from sleeping and a new segment of life begins each day, we need to remind ourselves day by day to trust in God. We need to remind ourselves situation by situation to trust in God. We need to remind ourselves moment by moment to trust in God. And why is that? Because life weighs on us. We have problems and concerns in our relationships, in our physical health, in our emotional health, in our finances. We have these same concerns for other people that we care about. Life requires a lot of effort. We have obligations at work, at school, in our families, at church, amongst our friends, in our community, in many other activities in life. Life can be busy, can be full of expectations and dreams. We want to get a better job or promotion. We want to start a business. We want to pay off our bills or fix up our homes. We want to take vacations. Amen? We want to save for retirement. We want fun and adventure. There's nothing wrong with that. We want to get married or at least have satisfying social relationships. Sometimes we just want peace and quiet. We do need to remember to trust in God in all these things. Because life can feel stale and aimless. Maybe it's nothing specific. Perhaps we're just not happy. We're bored. We wonder, what's it all about? What's the use? Life can be uncertain and scary. There's bloodshed around the world. There's violence and crime in our communities. We live in polarized and morally bankrupt times. Life can be frustrating and perplexing. We may ask, why hasn't my loved one gotten better? Why does God allow such terrible things to happen? People are suffering. The planet is suffering. Why do some people seem to have it easy while others suffer so much? Why doesn't God just do things differently? Life can present spiritual puzzles. We may want to understand the Bible better. Perhaps you want to know more about your spiritual gifts. Maybe you have something in your heart you're just burning to do for God, and it's just not happening. And I've probably identified at least one or two things that you could relate to. But for some, maybe I still didn't connect. You're thinking, well, my life's not perfect, but I feel okay right now. In fact, I feel pretty good. Why do I need to focus on trusting God? Well, no matter what the condition of your life or your happiness, the instruction is still the same. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. It's understood that Proverbs 3 was written by King Solomon. And his life is a great example of the value of remembering to trust in God all the time. When Solomon was trusting in God, he was given great wisdom. He was given riches. He even had the honor of building God's temple. But when he wasn't trusting God, he turned to other gods. He was fooled. He was distracted by his pride and the desires of his flesh. Like King Solomon, we have the capacity to trust in God, and we have the capacity to not trust in God. So I'm not going to venture into too much waters because I'm not a biblical or Greek or Hebrew scholar like Pastor Larry here, but So this word trust in the Hebrew means confidence or to be confidence or to be confident. And here the word Lord is Jehovah, the existing one, Yahweh. Jehovah, I'm sorry. Let's take a look at a person in the Bible faced with a challenge from the existing one. In Genesis 22, 1 to 14, God challenged Abraham to trust in him. And this is a long scripture, but I wanted to sink in the gravity and the depth of what God was challenging Abraham. And you know the story. Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, "Abraham, here I am," he replied. Then God said, "Take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on the mountain I will show you." Early in the morning, Abraham got up, loaded his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. And when he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servant, "Stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship and we will come back to you." Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac. He himself carried the wood and the knife. As the two of them went on together, Isaac spoke up and said to his father, Abraham, "Father." "Yes, my son," Abraham replied. "The fire and the wood are here," Isaac said, "but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham answered, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." And the two of them went on together. When they had reached the place where God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. He reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord came out to him, called out to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham." "Here I am," he replied. "Do not lay a hand on the boy," he said. "Do not do anything to him. Now that I know you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son." Abraham looked up, and there was in a thicket, he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the place, "The Lord will provide." And to this day, it is said, on the mountain of the Lord, it will be providing. When we think about God telling Abraham to sacrifice his son, what's our reaction? How could Abraham do such a thing? We learned that Abraham could have done it because he trusted God. But how could Abraham trust to that extent? If God would ask me to trust that way, could I do it? If God were to ask you to trust that way, could you do it? The answer should be yes, because actually, we trust all the time. So, to depict the instance of trust, so I'm not sure who's trusting who. This picture was taken in the spring of 1982. I was a junior in college. It was the last day of the semester. And I was, like we would say now, I was hyped. We were bouncing off the walls. Yes. The guy below is John, my roommate. And I had scaled the wall one time, and another fella who was there said, do that again and let John stand under you. So I did it again. But John was trusting me. He was, well, I saw the guy do it once. I guess he can do it again. And I'm here to tell you John's alive and well. So I was able to do it again. So we can trust. We do trust. Hold on to your seats because I'm coming at some of you. Some of us drive fast. Some of us drive too fast. On the highway, despite the legal speed limit, we drive 70, 75, or 80 miles an hour. At times, we drive too close to the car ahead of us and go even faster to get around those cars. We don't think much about it. Why? Because we trust our cars. We trust our brakes. In a city, we speed from stop sign to stop sign, sometimes with children in the car. We're comfortable trusting our cars and our brakes with the very lives of our children. But we struggle to trust God with the lives of our children. Speaking of children, this is very personal for me. I'm a father of four adult children, and I want the best for each one of them. At times, I try too hard to support, to assist, to advise. Sometimes I even get called out on it. That means that I'm leaning on my own understanding and not trusting God for my children's success and well-being. Now, all of us aren't fast drivers, but sometimes we travel in a plane, right? We fly on a plane that's going 500 or 600 miles an hour, 35,000 feet in the air, and we sit there and we trust. We trust a machine that we can't control, being operated by a person that we don't know, that's being provided by an airline. And we all know that the airline industry, we tend to have way more bad things to say about airlines than good things. But we still trust them. Now, some of us don't drive fast, or some of us don't drive at all. Maybe we don't even fly. But the bottom line is, with so many things in life, despite our reservations, we lean on our own understanding, and we trust. There are many ways that we trust without giving a second thought. We trust in medical providers, the medical system. No offense to the doctors here. We trust in pharmaceutical companies. That's another group that we have more bad things to say about them than good things. But we trust them. We trust in our smartphones, our most private communications, our money, our calendars, our home security, our password, GPS. I don't see that well at night. It's dark and in an unfamiliar area, I'll just do whatever the GPS tells me. We trust our phones with our personal information, with our tickets, even airline tickets. For a vacation we saved up for years, we got a ticket on the phone, and we go there. What happens if that sucker don't work? We trust in online banks. Now, I don't, but some people trust in online banks. You trust in this organization that doesn't have a building, and you may never talk to a live person. Now, that's fine. I'm not telling anybody they shouldn't trust in any of these things. All I'm saying is that we do trust in all kinds of things. We trust Uber and Lyft taking rides from strangers. Now, how many people, of my vintage, grew up saying, don't talk to strangers, let alone take rides from strangers? A lot of us grew up that way. But you know what? We trust Uber. We trust Lyft. We trust Uber, Grubhub, DoorDash. We take food from strangers. And I'm not telling you not to do it. All I'm saying is we know how to trust. But more importantly, who or what are we trusting for our future? Are we trusting our own minds, our own reasoning? Are we trusting our experiences? Are we trusting our intellect, our education, our emotions? Are we trusting our past? Are we trusting other people? Are we trusting these success theories? You've heard them. They're all kinds of think positive, work hard. Are we trusting karma, whatever that is? Are we trusting luck? And maybe worst of all, are we trusting nothing? In all your ways, submit to him. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Now, these words, submit and acknowledge, they kind of work very similar. One definition of submit is to bring near and acknowledge, yada, to know intimately. What's God saying to us? Well, it's not just a simple directive. Just trust because I said so. It's more than that. In Hebrew, submit and acknowledge, it conveys the idea of intimate knowledge. This means that God encourages us to know who he is. He encourages us to know what he's done for us. He encourages us to learn what he wants to do for us. Trust, this trust is placed in the existing one who has all power in his hands. He's also Jesus who loves us and who died for us. He's also the Holy Spirit who leads us to Jesus and who lives in us and works in us. God is the only one worthy of our trust. Even when we're suffering, even when those we love are suffering, even when we're confused, we're called to trust him. We're called to trust him when things are going great and we're excited about our lives. You still should be placing your trust in him. He's the only one worthy of it. Even when we're in desperate need, or even when we're frustrated with God, he still should be trusted. So here's a sort of short commercial for our life groups, and I promise you, Pastor Tim did not pay me to say this. In our life group, we're discussing unanswered prayer. We talk about how some prayers have gone unanswered for months or years. As a group of believers, we've discussed our sincere and unselfish requests. Unselfishly, we ask, we plead, but sometimes God still doesn't grant those prayers for months or years. This is hard to accept. But among other things, God gives us the blessing of Christian community so we can share these things, so we can love and support one another through these things. Christian community is one of the things, God, that God helps us to train our hearts and minds to trust in God, even when it's very hard, even when we don't understand. He will make your path straight. In the ESV, it says, he will show you which path to take. How will he make your path straight? How will God show you which path to take? This is how. This is how these things can be accomplished. In Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30, Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Why was the title of this message, Remember, Remember, Remember to Trust in the Lord? Because we need constant reminders. Because when life happens, we need to be reminded to trust in God. So Mike Tyson had an exchange one time in connection with people he's about to fight. And they'll ask these guys, what are you going to do? They say, I got a plan. I got a plan for Mike. I got a plan to beat Mike. And Tyson said, well, everybody got a plan until they get hit. So you may think things are going well, but when life hits you, you got to be reminded to trust in God. You got to remember to trust in God, because life's going to hit you. And even the best of us, the greatest of us, the most sincere of us, the most learned of us, the most spiritually mature of us, we get hit and we need help. We need reminders to trust in God. First, we should trust him, to know him, to get in the game with God. Amen. You got to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, show us how to trust you in all things and to rely on your promises that you will make our path straight. While everyone still has their head bowed, you're invited to come to the altar right now. You can pray alone, or someone, there'll be folks up here who'll come and they'll pray with you. Do you want the Holy Spirit to help you to trust God more? If so, feel free to come. Perhaps you want to repent for not trusting in the Lord. You realize that you trust in other things or other people, but not enough in God. You can come. Maybe you're someone who believes in Jesus, but you don't know what it means to trust in God. come. You might be a person who's never trusted in Jesus for your salvation. And you're curious, or something's gnawing on you. You want to know what that means. You're invited to come.
We hope that you've been blessed today by the preaching of God's word. Join us every week for fresh insights on the New Life Philly podcast. May the Lord richly bless you this week.